Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
So we're having a lot of fun here in Miami.
Yeah, we are.
Thank you for joining us on our family vacation all this week.
You can still watch the show just because we're at a different location. Anna has got Kid TV on point.
On point, Big Al.
On point.
Now, how about forget watching us? How about doing what we're doing and getting your booty out here?
That works too.
We are going to be giving away trips so that you could be right here in this very hotel with four people. Trips for four next week.
Wow.
We got to figure out how we're going to give away the trips first.
Trips for four?
Yeah, so we're going to think about that. If you have any ideas, Kid Nation, send them our way. But yeah, we have trips for you all next week, so you can head out here to the Lowe's.
Four girls in bikinis on Miami Beach. Yeah. Wow, the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel.
You got to visit Florida.
It is so beautiful, this hotel is. The carpet looks like a marble cake.
Well, they just went through like millions and millions of dollars worth of renovations. Yeah. That's what we're getting to benefit from.
Lights, beautiful. Oh,
love it. Yes.
I feel like I'm in like a rock.
It has the best hotel room blow dryer I've ever
had. I know.
Had.
It
How
actually
do you
works.
Know?
Because I use it.
It does make a difference. Yeah. It really does. I normally am like, hotel blow dryer. This is like a fancy one.
It's the
little things that make a difference.
Yeah. And it actually works very well. Love letters to Kelly, 20 minutes away. But right now, let's get to Whatever Wednesday.
All right.
This is where we talk about whatever, Kid Nation.
Whatever.
Blow dryers and hotel rooms.
Yeah.
You can text us or call us. The number is 800-543-3548.
Is that the text? You mean 805 gig is the call?
Either way. I know. Yeah. Here's a cool text we got from Mary Adair. Good morning, Kid Craddock Morning Show. I just want to give a big thank you to my brother Patrick, who is donating his kidney to my husband Paul this morning.
Oh, wow.
Patrick is a diehard New England Patriots fan, and my husband Paul is a diehard Cowboys fan. Have a fantastic day. See? Football fans coming together.
Coming together. Yeah.
So for Patrick, here's a Tom Brady Let's Go.
Trek. Nope.
Let's go.
We'll get in a second.
So, let's go!
That's not how Tom
said
it.
My bad.
But for Pa, here's a little Jerry Jones.
Cowboys.
There you go.
There you go, buddy.
All right.
Let's Hope go! You guys,
there you go, Tom. You guys heal up fast.
Better late than never.
Hey, guys, did Dr. Girlfriend make it to Miami yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Tomorrow night?
Okay. You're excited, Al?
I'm excited, dog.
I'm so excited. So excited.
Wow, you have so much to say all the time, except about this.
I'm excited.
One word out.
Wow.
What are y'all going to do?
Miami stuff.
We're all going to dinner.
Visit Flora. She's from here, so she, you know.
So weird. We're all going to dinner.
Okay, right? We're all going to dinner.
Where is she staying and where are you staying?
She's staying in my room, I guess. Oh. Well, but she does live here.
Hi, Mrs.
I mean,
Mac.
She doesn't live here, but, you know, her family is here.
Yeah.
I guess.
Are you excited for your girlfriend coming?
She's going to a wedding. That's why she's actually coming.
Okay.
Nothing to do with seeing you.
Yeah.
Well, I was wedding.
She moved her trip up. She wasn't going to get here till like Saturday. She moved it up to hang out with Big Al.
Right. Oh, okay. Oh. Well, I'm glad she did.
Are you picking her up from the airport?
I don't have a car.
Yeah, you're not going to get in the Uber and go?
Yeah, like have a little sign.
What a romantic gesture would that be?
Oh my gosh, I had that. Someone did that for me before, showed up in an Uber. I was like, whoa, you came in the Uber? This is so cool.
Yeah.
That's so
sweet. That'd be so romantic. Okay. Show her some flowers.
I hadn't thought about that. Okay.
Show her some flowers. Her favorite dish or candy from Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I missed you, baby. Sign. Oh,
and maybe some food because she might be hungry when she gets
off.
I don't
even think you need to go in, but just being in the car is cool.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about
that. Look at Alicia over there from Visit Miami, staring over here like, oh my God, that would be the sweetest.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Kim sent us a text and said, JC, this dang song keeps getting played on the radio all the time. I don't know what they're saying. Please translate Despacito for me. I'm not going to do the whole song, but I know some of you are wondering what it says, so I'll do the chorus. How about that? I'll translate the chorus.
Bring it, because I have no idea. It means like slow and easy or something, right?
So no, I can't sing it because it doesn't match up with it. But
it doesn't matter. We still want to hear it.
Okay, I'll try to sing it along to how it's going.
Yeah.
How it goes.
I'm going to close my eyes and pretend you're Justin Bieber.
All right.
Very slowly, I want to breathe on your neck very slowly.
Ooh.
Let me say things to your ears and whisper
so
that you remember if I'm not with you.
Yeah.
Very slowly. I want to get you naked with my kisses slowly.
What?
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sign the walls of your labyrinth and
do with labyrinth?
Wow.
Where's my labyrinth?
Of your maze.
What is labyrinth in Spanish?
He says labyrinth, I guess maze. And do with your body a manuscript. Up, 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 up. That's what Daddy Yankee says. So that's like the chorus.
I've got to go find my labyrinth.
Well, I was just going by reading it. It's maze.
That's a good movie.
It's maze.
I want to sign the walls of your labyrinth.
I like it.
Woo. And never leave.
It's deep a very confusing. It's a very sexy song if you translate it all.
A labyrinth is a meandering path, often singular and leading to a center.
Yeah. Oh, you're looking up.
Look at that.
Were you confused?
And psychological and spiritual it's a labyrinth. Transformation.
It's have you not seen the movie The Labyrinth?
I will say this.
With David Bowie.
I can't say a movie I can't pronounce.
Men need to pay more attention to a woman's neck.
Yeah.
Really?
And then he says, I want to see your hair dance. I want to be your rhythm. I want you to show my mouth your favorite places.
Okay, now you're just getting too into it, JC.
Yeah.
Yeah, my neck's like the Achilles.
Let me reach your danger zones. It.
If a gross person kissed my neck, I'd fall to the ground.
Yeah, but if it's just the right spot where they kind of kiss and nibble blow at the same time.
I'm serious.
He also says, let me reach your danger zones until I provoke your screams and that you forget your last name.
Oh.
Wow.
That sounds dangerous. That's
Steve, why? What? Don't you want to forget your last name? Yeah, very sexy.
Good thing it's in Spanish, because otherwise, you know,
we couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I know. A 5-year-old singing Labyrinth Walls. Let me sign them.
Thanks for that, JC. Yes. I'm glad you sang it.
You're welcome.
Made a difference.
The singing was better?
Yes.
Last night on NBC, my nieces and nephews were on America's Got Talent. Oh, I missed it.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. I'm DVRing them.
I saw a little bit of it. I saw a woman with a dog that could count. The very first one was a black lady with a dog named Mia Moore.
And she could do math and count?
And you could you'd say the number 5, and the dog would bark 5 times. You'd say the number 16, I believe it was. The dog would bark 16 times.
Whoa.
Then the caveat, they had flashcards. Somebody picked a flashcard out. They held up the flashcard. It said 20 on it. No one said a word.
Uh-huh.
The dog looked at the card and barked 20 times.
You know, and I love that. It's really a great trick. Cute. How can you do a Vegas show around a dog?
Unless it's got more stuff.
Yeah.
And still, even if it has more stuff, how long do you want to see dog
You got to keep coming back every week. And I'm sure she made it through because it's really incredible.
It's huge. Yeah, right.
But then what's she going to do next week?
Right.
Have they created like what they did on The X Factor in England, which is where One Direction came from? Why don't they just combine a bunch of acts and create like the One Direction of America's Got Talent?
A variety show.
The variety show.
Well, they send them out after the end of the season with the top acts.
Okay. Yeah.
So they do a tour.
So that's good.
Mm-hmm. You teach the dog
America's
math.
Got Talent on Ice.
Yeah. Right. Ooh.
By the way, the band is called...
I'd like that, though.
Did you see them out? Their band was called Pelican 212.
No, I saw this black lady with the dog and I went to sleep.
So you saw the dog.
Apparently a deaf girl got the golden buzzer. She sang, a deaf girl that sings, and she got Simon's golden buzzer. I just saw a blurb this morning on the news, so I have to go home and watch that.
That is incredible.
But don't watch America's Got Talent with Alan. He's the worst.
Oh, boy.
He judges every act.
He judges every act or just every. The magician?
He's like, why do we need 4 more guys singing? We already have Boyz II Men.
Oh,
every time there's a singing group.
My man.
That's true. I mean, you can't surpass Boyz II Men.
Yeah, but we're always judging the show.
I love that's his reference.
Boyz II Men should be everyone's reference.
Boyz II Men.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I would expect him to be that's like, we got Metallica. We don't need any more rock bands.
That's right. Well, that's rock, so judgy.
Man.
So judgy. Gosh, Annie didn't high five. It's just falling apart.
I don't know how I'm going to marry this guy.
They're not even going to make it.
Oh, the high five will happen.
The preacher, your brother should say, you may now high five the bride.
Oh! Oh! Yes.
Your brother is officiating the wedding, isn't he?
Yeah.
My wife has made an appearance.
Okay. There you go. She's covered.
Cold. Yeah,
covering up.
She always covers up when she walks in here. It's cold in the hotel room.
After yesterday, yeah.
What else do people want to talk about?
What ethnicity is Justin?
Oh.
I know it's hard.
It might be confusing because of your
Oompa?
Your tan and your hair color.
And my hair color. I've changed myself. I became friends with Jenna and started dyeing my hair.
What
my
skin. Are you?
I am half Mexican and half white.
Okay, just like
and
JC.
Gay. Huh?
That's just like JC.
Yes.
Mine is the black
part. Except for the gay part.
Wait, you told me something.
I'm sorry.
You told me something I didn't know about you yesterday.
What?
Where are you from?
New Mexico.
You didn't know that?
Yeah. No. I am from Hobbs, New Mexico.
Hobbs.
Yeah.
That's an Air Force base there?
I don't know.
Is that by Air
Force? Yeah, there's a Hobbs Air Force Base, right? Yeah.
I was there since sixth grade, and then I moved to Pennsylvania, and then Arizona, and then San Antonio. Hey, San Antonio, shout out.
Was your father in the service?
No, my dad just moved on, and he got his doctoral degree, and then he kept on getting more jobs and changing positions.
Your dad's a doctor.
I moved a lot. I had to make a lot of friends through school.
Good for you. You don't have a hard time making close relationships.
I know. I think that's why I am the way I am, is because I'm always comfortable with who I am.
So if your father moves around a lot, it'll make you gay if your father moves around a lot.
Yeah, probably. If you move around
a lot. I was a rolling stone.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm half white, half Mexican.
Dr. Dad over there.
And I have a lot of black friends.
Shout out. Thank you.
Yeah, you grew up in the hood, right?
That's usually what racist people say, but with Justin, it's really true. Yeah. You do.
Yeah.
He has all sorts of...
I love them.
Yeah. I love them.
Thank you. On behalf of the blacks.
Yeah. You're welcome, Big Al.
Thank you.
You have more black friends than Al.
That's probably true.
Oh, 100%.
Now, maybe that you hang out with on a regular basis, but I got friends.
I mean, my
God. Right, let's go one-on-one. Let's go. Come on.
No, okay. I mean...
Janina Kia Nelson.
Justin wins.
Yeah, go ahead. Say the other one.
Can you beat Janina Kina? What?
Janina Kia Nelson.
We're having
a black friend off.
Black friend off between Al and Justin.
Gilbert
what?
You don't even know his last name?
Gilbert Gerst.
Grape.
Okay.
Shelby Simone.
Kirk Willis.
Miles Alexander.
Mike McCain. I win. Okay. I got more black friends.
Atara Fields.
Oh, Atara.
Atara. Oh, I need to see if I can think of one with a black name.
And you can't be related. It has to be a friend.
No. Yolanda Perez, but she's black. That's what I went to prom with.
Jamaica. She texted the show.
When's the last time you talked to Yolanda Perez from prom?
Let's see. We're talking about like friends you hang out with on the weekend.
Okay, yeah. Okay. No problem. Brandon Wigfall.
I'm Googling that.
I know Brandon.
You know Brandon?
He's watching my dog.
He's always at Al's bar.
Sean's
I know Brandon.
Sean's son.
I can attest to that. Yeah.
Well, we're friends on Facebook, and we snap each other. Justin Day.
Ooh, oh, man. Justin Day. That's a good one.
It's a black dude, Justin.
Yeah, I know a black Justin.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
I see him.
Derek Lockett.
Who's okay. Derek Lockett?
He does my AV work, my sound work. Mm-hmm.
Somebody you hire for contract.
He's a black friend. Hangs out.
People you pay to do work for.
I have to pay my.
Why don't you name your son? Your son's your friend, kind of.
Right. No, that said no relative.
Michael Moore.
Michael Irvin.
He's that's not your friend.
Michael Irvin.
That's a basketball player.
That's true. I'll have your back.
It was a former football player, Justin.
Football. Sports. But, I know. Yeah.
Is he in your phone?
Call
that was
right
Alan's intro to meeting Michael Irvin was to say, hey, I told him, Alan's like, I want to go meet Michael Irvin. I said, well, say you're a friend with Big Al Mac. And it worked, didn't it, babe? See?
Thank you.
When I did,
he was reluctant, but he knew him.
Yeah, he knows of him. Speaking of Jamaica wrote us yesterday, Justin.
Yes, what did she say?
I went to school with Justin. That sounds just like him to give away someone else's things. I think he was being nice nasty, LOL. Hashtag Petty King. He's that type.
Nice nasty.
If you make him mad, he won't tell you, but he'll give you the wrong answers while pretending to help you with your homework.
Wow. Nice nasty? Are you nice nasty to me or do you like me?
I like you. I love you. Actually, I love all you guys. You guys are so
good.
Sweet.
Okay.
People know I'm mad. Yesterday, I don't know why I got... You want to know? Yesterday, I got so mad because you, Big Al, JC, and Alan, y'all all got cigars. Y'all decided, you know what? We're going to do this bro thing tonight, and we're going to go smoke cigars. And, you know, I'm a dude, too, and I would have liked to smoke a cigar here in Miami in my banana shirt.
Go buy one.
Yeah.
I didn't have cash on me, but...
he couldn't fit anything in the ROM pim.
And I couldn't. I just had my hotel card. And I was just, you know, I just saw Alex post it. It goes, get a smoke a fat one with the boys or something like that.
No.
And then,
not a fat one. It's a cigar.
A cigar. Okay.
We're not smoking pot.
And then it was just like, I would have loved to be part of the crack open a cold one with the boys.
They haven't done it yet.
No, we haven't done it yet.
I know.
You can still get one.
Oh, wait, y'all
get
one.
No, they haven't done it yet.
We have them.
And they sell them downstairs in the bar.
There you go.
They do.
Yes.
Okay. You're I'm going to get a cigar, too.
Are we smoking today?
I just felt left out.
We'll smoke today.
You know, okay, it's a rainy day. We might be a good day to sit around.
Yeah, sit around
and
smoke a Padron. Wouldn't go there. But.
Oh, by the way, Big Al, you forgot to mention Coolio. That was one of your
Coolio.
Friends.
But Labyrinth Williams.
The t-shirt.
All about Labyrinth today.
Williams. He's making that one up. He just sees his labyrinth on the screen in front of him.
So we had a big thing go down with Big Al's bar and Justin giving away 30 of Big Al's t-shirts that Big Al sells.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I love to give away other people's things.
We got this message from Facebook right here.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guys. My name's Braden, and I'm a huge kid head. I listen every morning. Y'all are literally my alarm, but this isn't about me. Uh-huh. I want to give a shout-out to the best professor ever. She is my summer class accounting professor, and she used Justin and Big Al's t-shirt scandal as an example of revenue.
Wow.
So we asked her, we're like, what school? Collin College. And we asked, who's the professor? What did she say? Professor Ellison. She was using Justin giving away 30 t-shirts at 20 apiece is a lost revenue of $600.
Exactly.
Oh,
thank you.
How about that? You were an example in a college classroom.
No, I could be a professor.
No.
No, that's not what it means.
Oh, well, that's
not
how I feel.
At all what it means. You were an example. You were made an example.
Well, at least there's a positive spin.
Yeah, and Al, that's the closest you came to college.
Yeah, right?
Oh, but if
do I get college credit for that?
Yes. Oh, if I was a college professor, I wouldn't be grading nothing.
No, what would you do then?
No, I think I would have them all grade each other's papers.
Yeah. That's why you're not a college professor.
Yeah, it's hard.
Oh, we also get the question, do you guys ever fight or argue with each other?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, people's family
of course.
But not a lot.
And you know what's funny? Right beneath that text, JC, remember when you called Kelly a pasty redhead about 6 years ago?
Yeah.
So there's one.
Yeah, she was mad.
But I was joking.
You said that... pasty redheaded people aren't attractive.
That's not what I said.
No, that's what you said.
I think that's what he said.
My grandma was a pasty redhead.
You were talking about another pasty redhead. You were like, ooh, pasty redhead.
You said you couldn't find her attractive. You said
it was Kathy Griffin.
No, I remember what it was.
It was Kathy Griffin.
We were trying to talk about some person we never met before, and Al kept saying she was hot.
Yes.
And then you looked her up and you said, oh, she's a pasty redhead. No, I'd never find that.
Kelly,
I did not say that.
I'm sorry what happened.
JC, I always will have your back, but Kelly's 100% right.
Why would you be interested in a white redheaded pale chick?
All right.
Oh, crap.
That's what you said. I'd never be
super
interested in
chick,
a white.
She's not.
How does he
like a white redhead pale chick?
Yeah, why would you be interested in a white redheaded pale chick?
All right.
Out of your mouth.
I didn't say I wouldn't be interested.
Why would I
be interested?
Pretty much the same thing.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
JC.
Yeah. That was 6 years ago.
You just
got
to apologize.
I got to bring it up old stuff.
You just got to apologize.
I thank whoever saved that.
Oh,
that
right.
Thanks, Trey.
Yeah. Dig in. You guys just dig deeper, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
That really hurt, though.
I'm sorry.
I didn't realize how repulsive you found
me. I found you extremely attractive. Have you not seen the picture we posted of you in the bikini? Looking right?
Yeah, looking good.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, you posted it?
Yeah, I posted it.
Okay.
Why?
Well, you didn't want me to? It's not on his main feed.
Oh, okay. It's just
it's on his hidden feed.
The one that goes away in 24 hours.
No, it's on Facebook.
The white chick, redhead.
Yeah, okay.
Did you forgive him?
Yeah.
You know, you can just get over
you
it.
You have to.
You can't hold on to
I love redheads. I do.
Just stop.
And not really do.
Are some of your best friends redheads?
Yeah. I can name. I bet you have.
Okay, let's name redheads.
Okay.
All right.
Let's have a red off.
Lucy.
Kelly Raspberry.
Wendy's.
Al?
White cheddar. It's kind of
redhead. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, white
kind of redhead.
I mean, strawberry blonde.
Yeah, take the gray out.
We'll give you ginger status. Wow, Jenna.
We're naming friends or like Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore. Okay, there you go.
Oh.
Nikki Cox.
Am I in this?
Yeah, we're doing the royal. Sure. We're seeing who redhead. Is the king or queen of the redheads.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Bryce Dallas Howard.
Whoa.
Carrot Top.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. The not as attractive chick on Sex in the City.
You gotta have real name.
You gotta say her name. Because thank you for giving me that one.
It's Miranda. It's Miranda.
Mm-hmm. You're out.
No, that's
Miranda.
It.
That's right.
We'll go with Miranda. Okay.
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry, redhead. Well done. Andy Dalton.
Ron Howard.
Oh.
we're doing the king of red.
I'm doing all the Howards in the
Yeah, right.
Who's that snowboarder? Something white. Josh White.
Yeah,
Sean White.
Y'all we'll don't help him.
Yeah, that's fine. He knew
Lucille Ball.
I said Lucy already.
Al's out. All right. Ow. There we go.
All right, Jessica Chastain.
Oh, that's a good one. Shermanator from American Pie.
Who?
Shermanator.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. Yeah. Carol Burnett. I'm going to go back old school again.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm. Don't stall. You're stalling.
Earlobe. Yeah. No. Emma Stone. Hmm?
There you go. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, I'm out.
Girl.
That was a good one.
My grandma.
No, not famous.
She's
not
famous.
She's famous.
You're out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're out.
Julia Roberts, on occasion, is a redhead.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm thinking so many right now.
Was Julianne Moore...
I already mentioned. All right, it's between Jenna and Kelly.
Usually, often Bella Thorne.
Ooh. Am I still?
You're still. Okay, I'm out.
Did anybody say Nicole Kidman?
Nope.
No. Okay. Rachel McAdams.
Boom. Mm.
All right, give me a second.
Three, two, one.
How dare you forget Ed Sheeran?
Oh,
making Jenna the queen.
Ed Sheeran.
How am I the queen of the gender?
But Kelly knew more than you, Jason.
Yeah, she
did.
That's true. Well done, Jenna, queen of the Reds.
Oh, man, that was tough.
My favorite was Wendy's.
Yeah, that was
a good one, Justin. All right, it's Wednesday. That means we're going to get into Love Letters to Kelly, Miami Beach edition. I mean, they're not from Miami. We just read them from here. And Kelly will give you her love advice coming up next.
See the show live right now at KidTV.com. We're live from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel, thanks to Visit Florida. It's the Kid Nation Family Vacation.
And the bacon, once again, is on point.
On point.
Yes. It's on point. Thank you, Lowe's Miami
crisp
Beach
crisp and succulent.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank goodness we only got one phone call after Big Al gave away our suite number earlier on in the show. So far, so good. We do have Beat Shazam coming up in about 20 minutes. Have that phone handy and make sure you can identify the song we play for you. And we're playing along with you because we don't have the clips here with us in Miami. So hopefully you can score that $1,000. But right now, Kelly, are you ready to dive into your favorite segment?
Yes.
I'm looking
for
my drop. After you, yeah.
Ready? Here we go.
Love letters.
Oh, I'm going to stunt.
Love letters to Kelly.
So we're going
to
give Jenna a break.
I'm going to not. And I said snot. I'm going to not sing. Yeah.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My high school sweetheart and I have been together for 10 years, on and off for the past six. Oh, for the first six. Together, we have a 1.5-year-old daughter, and we own a home. We're both 27 years old, and lately, it seems like all of our friends are getting engaged. Each time another one of my girlfriends gets engaged, I can't help but to feel jealous. I want to be happy for them, but part of me can't help but to wonder, why am I not engaged yet? I have asked my boyfriend about it, and he says that our time will come. What is he waiting for? How long should I wait? Sincerely, Reagan.
Well, you're already living like a married couple, so I guess, I mean, getting the ring and the whole formality of it does change things a bit. But I remember with, I hate to use myself as an example, but with Alan, every time I'd ask about it, it felt like it was pushing the date back further.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? The less you talk about it, I think a guy wants to surprise you still. And so sometimes if you keep bringing him up, that little... is it passive aggressive? I don't know what it is.
Can't
control me sort of thing, where a man doesn't like to be told when he's getting engaged. It'll cause him to pull back and kind of retreat a little bit.
Yeah.
So maybe just start acting like, just embrace the life you have. You have what a lot of people dream of. You have the house, you have the baby, you have the love, don't have the ring.
Exactly.
And I know that's important to you, but just embrace the life you have and hopefully he'll realize that will just be the icing on your cake.
Boom.
And we'll propose. Huh. You've already told him what you want.
Yeah.
He knows what you want. So now you're going to make him miserable if you keep beating him over the head with it.
And some guys are afraid of change, and he thinks something's going to change if he does that. Just let
but
him.
Just, I guess just embrace the bliss that is your life. You just don't have the ring. You obviously have the commitment. It sounds like it. If you're owning a house, it's one thing to have a baby together. You bought a house together? That's almost a bigger commitment.
You're his wifey.
You are his wife for all intents and purposes. If in certain states, you are his wife.
Legally.
Common law. So embrace what you have and drop the engagement talk and maybe he'll surprise you.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly. You are the love expert.
We're letting Jesse
I noticed
do
you didn't sing.
Jesse, you're supposed to sing.
What did you say?
I know, but I was...
He was nervous.
No, Kenzie was distracting me as she was eating sausage.
Playing the part of Jenna
is
Justin.
All right. Oh, okay, you are the love expert, right?
Thank you. Yes, I am.
Okay.
I am having issues with my boyfriend of 9 years. We have a 6-month-old beautiful baby girl. My problem is we have a very small house, and his family of five, his mom and four sisters, have already lived with us because they have moved to town due to an emergency. Their stay was only supposed to be for a few weeks. Nonetheless, they ended up staying for 4 months. Now, it is a year later, and my boyfriend is asking if they can move back in because they are getting evicted. His sisters are now over 18, and I don't feel we should support them once again. After all, we have a baby now. I told him if they move in, me and my daughter are leaving. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong for the way you feel. You're not wrong for the way you feel. That he's enabling them, and they're not going to stand on their own 2 feet. And you're right. Those 18-year-olds should start stepping up to the plate. Yeah. Man, you just keep giving and giving, and people will keep taking and taking until they're forced to go somewhere else.
But
if you threaten to leave with that baby and move back home with mama, you better follow through with it. Yeah. That's all I have to say about that.
All right.
Yeah, that's disrespectful, especially if you have I understand helping somebody. It's family, and you've got to be there to help family. But when it's repeated behavior and they're not, where they're taking advantage. It's one thing. It's like, okay, you can stay here for 2 weeks while you get your bearings and figure out what you're going to do, but then you're going to have to leave. And if he's not able to do that, if he's not able to man up and protect, you're supposed to. It's very biblical. You know, when you leave your family to cleave to the one you have now, that's your priority. But he hasn't prioritized you at all, and you know that.
Five people over the age of 18. Somebody in there.
Somebody needs to step up.
They all better have a 401k bring some money in.
Things do go wrong, and fall on hard times sometimes. But you cannot always be their bailout plan. And I've told other people who keep bailing certain family members out. The minute you tell them no, and they know you mean it, they will find somebody else. And they always do. That's how people like that operate.
Hail to the no.
That's what I'm going to say right there.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I made a Bumble profile 2 days ago, and I'm already so overwhelmed. It was exciting to see that I was actually getting matched up with people, but now I feel like I have too many conversations to keep up with and too many names and faces to remember. Am I doing this thing right? How many people would you swipe in a day, for example? How many conversations would you have going on at one time? When is the appropriate time to exchange numbers? Any helpful online dating tips you have would be greatly appreciated. Well, that's from Mindy, 31, mother of two.
Mindy, what I did was I never had more than, I think, like 5 conversations going at once, because it does get to be too much.
Yeah.
And at first, you are a kid in a candy store, so you're swiping. But I would literally just like concentrate on this handful, and I would... But once you get the number, and the guys that kind of drag it out and keep toying with you and don't ask for the number, just let those go.
They'll eliminate
themselves. But the ones that are actually like after just maybe a couple of days of text messaging, they say, okay, let me get your number. Let's go out and meet. That's the ones you want to concentrate on. Mm-hmm. And I would, at the most, have 5 dates in 1 week, which is a lot.
That's a lot.
But you got to, if you look at it as a job,
if
you're focused about finding a relationship, and if you're in a place in your life where you're ready for somebody,
I haven't had 5 in 2017.
But you can, if you make it a priority. You have to make it a priority. And it wouldn't be nighttime dates. It would be, I'd meet them for lunch, or I'd meet them for a happy hour, or I'd meet a couple for dinner, you know. But, and they were a lot of one and done dates, but I didn't give up.
Right.
I would just, okay, these 5 didn't work out. I'm going to go back again. And that's how I met Alan.
What day of the week was Alan?
Alan was a Sunday night.
A Sunday night date.
There you go.
Sunday night date. Yeah. We met for sushi, which I told him
sushi
flat
Sunday.
Out, I don't eat sushi, but I love California rolls.
Sushi?
And so we went.
Huh.
And then he asked me out again, and I went. And it just, you know, kind of evolved. But when I met Alan, I was dating, I think, 2 other guys at the same time. Or, you know, had
seen.
He knew, this isn't news to you, is it, darling?
Alan choked on his ex back there.
No, he knows. I was dating like a couple of other guys that I had met on social media, because
that's what you're supposed to
be
doing.
That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. And I wasn't like screwing around, or but dating doesn't, everybody always means dating means you're like going full on. No, I was going out and talking to them.
Getting another one.
And then once I decided Alan was the one, then the rest of them, I just
boom.
And he deleted his Bumble before I did.
Is that when it comes like boyfriend, as whenever you stop dating?
Yeah. Monogamous.
You decide this is the one I want to concentrate on.
Is your approach, do you tell the guys I'm no longer interested, or do you just disappear?
It kind of fades out.
You like just stop texting back.
Yeah, you just kind of, like with my experience, it just kind of faded away. Like, I wasn't always available to go.
You don't say, I'm sorry, I have
You can do that. And I did
I have
that.
Selected one Bumble in particular.
I didn't say that. But like one guy I told I had met somebody else and started dating someone else.
They're cool with that, right?
Another one, it just kind of fizzled out on its own.
Yeah.
But I never juggled more than five at once. And in the first two days, you're swiping. Yeah. That's normal.
Yeah, I get that.
It'll calm down and get to an area that you can manage.
I think that's great advice. Kenzie, go high five Alan for that, the way he handled that relationship.
Yeah, go high five him.
Go ahead, baby. Kenzie's going in. Yeah,
Alan, a big old high five there.
That's
yep. a long
and
boom!
Yeah. High five. Alan, high five's my wife.
So it's just me. It's just me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kenzie.
Yeah, that's right, baby girl.
I high fived him through osmosis.
My wife's the best high fiver ever.
Always look at the elbow,
yeah,
by the way,
that's
people.
What they say. Look at the
elbow.
Always
look at the elbow, and you'll never miss your high five.
There you go, Big Al. All right. Hey, we're going to play Beat Shazam if you want to score $1,000 coming up here shortly. And we'll do one more love letter that we didn't get to next. Okay.
Can't get through on the phone lines? You can text us at the same number.
Go ahead now.
800-543-3548 is the Total Wireless text line. More of the Kid Craddock Morning Show coming up.
All right, Kid Nation, pick up that phone. It's time to play Beat Shazam. If you call us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 7 to kick it off, and then we'll get a winner eventually. For $1,000 with Beat Shazam, just got to let us know what song we play before Shazam does.
All right.
It's that simple. We still had one more love letter to get to while we wait for our contestants to line up on the phone lines. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Is my voice that bad?
Get well soon.
It sounds weird on location.
Wow, I can't believe you guys would miss me on singing.
Hashtag we miss Jenna.
Oh no,
I'm sick. Hashtag, that's why I'm not joining in on this. So
hashtag we miss Jenna singing.
You guys don't suffer more.
Things you never thought you'd hear.
I never in my life thought I'd hear that. Yeah. All right. Get better with practice.
No, I can never be good at karaoke.
I didn't know you were tone deaf.
I am.
He is. He can't
I'm
even
so tone deaf.
He can't
even in that grown American who's got talent can sing, and she's just deaf.
True.
All right.
Don't move your left arm. You're gonna knock that coffee. Yeah. I know you. All right.
Yeah, Justin has had spills this trip.
All right. Let's
go. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Oh, this is a heart wrenching one.
Aww.
My wife and I have been separated for 8 months, and I know she wasn't happy or in love with me anymore. Or she says she wasn't happy or in love with me anymore. I know deep down inside though, she still loves me and she wants to be together. I love her with all my heart and soul. I know that at times I didn't show her the appreciation or affection she was looking for, but it has always been there. Could you give some advice on what I should do? I still text her every morning and every night telling her how much she means to me and how much I love her. With that being said, I just want to say, I love you, Abby.
Mm.
Tommy.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. That is heartbreak
this
right
is
there
sad.
On paper.
He knows she still wants him, but she's saying she doesn't.
She said she does not. She wasn't happy or in love anymore is what she said to him.
Well, that may be the case. She may be disillusioned. You could try dating her again. Texting is one thing, but you got to show a woman. Sometimes, you know, texting only gets you so far. Yeah. It's cute when you're texting in addition to other stuff.
Right.
Like if all your man's doing is texting you, he loves you every day, and that's the only way he's showing you. You know, ask her out on a dinner date. Try courting her again. Try wooing her again. Show her the man that she originally fell in love with, and maybe you'll have a chance. Now, if she says absolutely not, and you've given it your best try, you're going to have to pick up the pieces and figure out how to move on. But at least give it one good effort. Mm. Stop with only texting, and date her.
If she lets you.
Try asking her out for a date. Make a reservation for a restaurant and say, look, do a pretty woman moment on her. Buy her a pretty dress and just say, I'm taking you out. I want to show you the man that you fell in love with, and I can still be that man. And just try dating her in that way.
I feel like girls are so lenient and flexible when it comes to us and our screw-ups. Where you guys would stand a lot of crap from us.
Yeah, you do, but then when you turn it finally, when you turn it off, it's
done.
Over. It's hard to get it back because a woman will put up with a whole
a lot
until you turn that switch off, and it's so hard to flip it back on.
And we've all been.
And that's when the man realizes, oh, but I can be better.
Yeah.
Well, you had all these other years to be better. Why wouldn't you? Yeah. Where weren't you better?
And then
you
become unattractive. That's what's weird.
Yeah,
you lose it all.
Yeah. So you got to show her the man she fell in love with. Make one last effort. And if she still shuts you down, dude, I'm sorry. It's over.
That's gonna hurt.
Yeah. Hopefully she didn't turn that switch off. Because seriously, once she does, it's
It's hard.
And every guy has been there where that girl turned the switch off and had that.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no switching that switch on.
But texts aren't enough.
No,
texts
there's that song, and I can't make you love me.
And
if
you know what?
You don't.
We just said don't sing. We just said don't sing.
Yeah, and
but
you know what?
It's a good song. All this, you're heartbroken.
And at some point, she's going to start looking at you as pathetic.
Yeah.
And you don't want that.
No, we don't want that.
So this mushy mouth crying. Sad texts every morning
she'll
and
start
night.
Start making fun of you with her friends. Yeah. Oh, he won't stop.
There's no turning back from pathetic either.
Yeah.
All right, that's my advice.
And you're going on that line of becoming a little bit of a stalker too. You got to be careful with that if you continuously keep hitting her up and she's not showing it back.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just got to move on.
You got to unfollow on Instagram, Twitter,
I feel
Snapchat.
You're done.
Yes, that was song.
I feel you, bro. I know it's hard.
Yeah, this song's tough to listen to.
Drink a bottle of wine.
Yeah,
maybe, couple bottles.
Maybe some Benadryl.
Oh no, that's sleep a bad advice.
Or go exercise.
Don't mix Benadryl.
Yeah, go exercise and go on a diet.
Yeah.
After you've had a bottle of wine and a Benadryl, then go exercise. Right?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe go
Tiger Woods.
Be your best self, Justin.
Be your best. But if you're heartbroken, you got to go through it though.
You do. Don't to wallow in it for a minute.
Get sloppy. Just.
Be sad.
Don't shower.
And then you're like, that's right. Look at what you're missing.
Yeah, look at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then clean yourself off. Brush your hair, girl, and look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to love myself.
I will survive.
I will survive.
As long as you know, I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. I got all my life to live. I got all my love to give, and I'll survive.
I will survive.
I will survive.
I will survive.
Hey.
Boy, you don't stop. Yeah, please.
The hashtag We Miss Jenna Singing is now trending on Twitter.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, you guys made me feel so good for how sick I feel right now.
Your voice is, you ain't Ariana Grande.
It's coming back a little bit, but not as good.
I haven't lost my voice. I'm just really stuffy, and I hate the way that sounds. I'm getting messages, what's wrong with you? Well, I mean, I'm sick. Sorry.
But,
people ask me that all the time, and I'm not sick. So,
if you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. Katie wrote us on the text and said, question for Kelly. Do you ever hear back from any recipients of your love letters? I'd love to hear if they took your advice or not. We do, right?
Every once in a while. I'd love to hear back more.
Yeah. If you wrote us.
Where are they now? That's right.
We do them from time to time when they write us and said, hey, it worked. Or, hey, I'm still single.
Yeah, tell me I was wrong. Tell me it was wrong advice. But, you know, it's just the only thing I would try to do.
Well, I'd say like 80% of the time it works every time.
Yeah. 80? Really?
Yeah,
that's
pretty good. I think you have an 80% success rate with your advice.
Thanks, JC.
Pretty dang good right there. Do we have some contestants lined up? Let's do it. We're going to be playing along with you with Beat Shazam, that show that's on Fox on Thursday nights with Jamie Foxx. That's Fox with two X's. All you got to do is tell us what song we are playing before Shazam does. Now, Shazam will cut you off. Don't you be scared. It just means they got it. We'll let us know the name of the song after that. So let's go with contestant number one. Who's there?
This is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
What's up, Brandon?
What's up, Brandon?
Not much. Just chilling to work. Listening to y'all sing.
All right, my man.
Sorry about that.
You pretty good with music, Brandon?
Do what?
You pretty good with music?
I really hope so.
I hope so, too, man, because you can score $1,000. We're going to play you the song, okay? When it cuts off, that means Shazam has identified it. Don't be scared. I'm going to ask you to name it. Then you have a few seconds to let us know the title of the song, just the title of the song, and then you'll score your $1,000, okay?
All right.
All right, let's give it a shot. Brandon, here is your song. Name that song.
Beautiful.
Oh,
Brandon.
That is
it. That
was a
good
Justin, guess. Don't chastise our contestants.
He was a great guess.
well, I guess
not everyone.
Man, I just remember. I just got it.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Hey,
Brandon,
no.
It's okay, buddy.
Good job.
Take a minute sometime.
You have a wonderful day, Brandon. We like you.
Brandon.
You're a good dude. We'll go on with contestant number two. And be careful.
Hey.
Justin is saucy. Who's this?
Hey there.
Who's this?
Leanne.
Leanne, hi. Welcome to the show, Leanne. Now, I hope you get it, because if you don't get it, Justin's definitely going to let you have one. He's going to give it to you.
I know it.
Yell at you.
I know it.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to go through the song and still play, okay? Here is your song, Leanne. For $1,000, what song is that?
That is Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Leanne, you just won $1,000.
What are you going to do with $1,000, Leanne?
Honestly, I'm going to pay my rent.
Girl, yes, because that's what I've been doing with my checks, too.
Yes, you
got that banana sometimes, shirt, yes, and that
rom-pick. Uh-huh, and then some alcohol too. You got to pay your rent on time, and then once you pay that, you can use your paycheck to get whatever you want. Girl, you enjoy that rent.
Wow.
Ooh, electricity gonna be on. The water gonna be on.
I think Justin just grew up there a little
you
bit.
You might splurge just a little bit and get HBO.
No.
Yeah, girl.
You just pay your rent. Leanne, who's living in that house with you?
It's just me and my 3-year-old daughter. I actually called y'all a while back about my teenager.
About your
teenager.
Driving me crazy.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
You have a crazy 3-year-old. How's she doing now? She's still a teenager?
Yes, she is. We got off track a little bit, but we're getting back. We're getting back on track, finally.
Aww.
Good deal, Leanne.
Well, I'm glad you won. And I'm glad we got to talk to you again, Leanne. You enjoy that $1,000, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Keep in touch.
Yeah. Let us know how she's doing when she turns 4. That's what we do. We have another $1,000 tomorrow with Beat Shazam. Just like Leanne, just tell us the name of the song.
Uh-huh.
I would have actually lost because I would have said The Climb right away.
What?
I know. I just heard
mine. That's what happened.
I got all my brains got scattered.
Yeah, you do get nervous right there. And then you're like, ow!
I had that one. That's one. I suck at this game. But I had that one.
Ow, that's like 2 in a row you would have gotten.
I had that one. Man. Dude, this must be something. It's just being here in Miami at the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel, dude.
It's because you're listening to music. You're not listening to just country. You're actually listening to pop all day, every day.
Wow.
That's what you're doing, Al. You're getting there. You're getting there, buddy.
The bid.
All right, like we said, Beat Shazam again tomorrow morning, same time at 6. No, it's 7:40. I'm looking at the East Coast time. 7:40 Central. We'll play again tomorrow. We'll be right back.
We're hanging in the Magic City, thanks to Visit Florida. The Kid Credit Morning Show is live all week from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel on the Kid Nation Family Vacation.
And if you're sitting in your house or your car or your office and you're going, must be nice to be in Miami at the Lowe's Hotel. Well, you could possibly get here.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to be giving trips next week. We're going to give them away for 4. Trips for 4. All week long next week. So you could be hanging out exactly where we're hanging out right now.
That's almost unheard of. A trip for 4, giving away. We do a trip for 2 all the time. Trips for 4?
For 4. That could be the whole family. That could be your whole squad. I mean, you get to pick the people that come with you. You just win the trip and you're there.
Girl trip.
Also, congratulations to Leanne. Won $1,000. She let us know that Wrecking Ball was the song we were playing with Beat Shazam. We'll play again tomorrow. So we have another song for her. And we have a little update here.
Okay.
Do you guys remember Sam Lax? Do you remember that name?
Sam
Give me
Lax.
A little bit more.
So he wrote us and said, thank you, Kid Craddock Morning Show, for sending me to skateboarding camp.
Oh, okay, yes.
Sent us a picture. He says, I'm in the gray with black shorts, second from the right, having a blast. JC, you'll have to come out and skate with me soon, Sam.
And you will.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm going to go out there and skate.
Longboard or skateboard?
I'm more of I do the sector, the longboard.
What is that?
Sector 9. Longboard. They're the longer ones that don't do tricks.
You're a grown man. You got a skateboard in the trunk of your car. You're a grown man.
Yeah.
It's cool. I think it's really cool. Yeah. Look at you, 30-something. And
what's wrong with skating?
It's got to be a point. There's going to be
recreation.
A point.
Recreation.
Tony Hawk still skates and he's in his 50s.
He gets paid by you. You're just out there willy-nilly, as you call it, nilly-willying around.
It's relaxing. Imagine you're just cruising, the wind's hitting your face.
And you're not going to let age decide what you're going to do.
And I'm still super young. I got at least 30 years before I stop doing that.
30, wow.
Yeah.
And at some point, you're going to get a minivan and go fishing.
Oh, whatever. Al, you wear a t-shirt that says I pee in pools.
Yeah, this guy.
That's right.
Yeah. My wife's not a big fan of me going to the parking garages and bombing those, but.
Yeah, because you have children.
Yeah. Oh, but I won't get that hurt.
Also, you can bomb with your children doing it. It's like, I got a longboard, you got a longboard.
Yeah, Kason can learn.
Do you wear a helmet?
Ooh.
No.
Okay, so there you go. You could get hit by a car if you don't wear a helmet.
I protect my head.
With what, your hands?
No, I just move it away from the ground as I'm falling.
When I start to fall, I grab my head really fast.
If I'm going really fast, I do wear a helmet. Mm. If I'm doing something that's a little bit faster than I'm used to.
Prove
so
it.
I do.
Send us a picture.
You put it on as
helmet.
You start going fast.
I'll send you a picture of my helmet.
I want to see your helmet.
Is it the San Diego Charger helmet?
No, it's not my football helmet.
And you need to get the knee pads.
Full uniform.
It's not, yeah. No.
Knee pads and elbow pads.
I wear like wrist guards sometimes just because I don't like scraping up my hands. Yeah. So that's
safety
fine.
Safety.
All right. Hey, yesterday we had a fun day.
We did.
I own a bar. I learned more about beer and vodka than I had ever learned in 8 years or 10, 12 years owning a bar. This was awesome.
Yeah, we did have a good time yesterday. We'll talk about that here shortly. But we were talking about Sam Lax.
I thought that's where we were going. Sorry.
That's not what white chicks. See, notice how everybody looked at you funny.
I thought that's where we were going. Sorry, my bad.
No, you're good.
I live heard.
We're talking about Sam and how he went to, we sent them to skateboarding camp. We also sent another kid to broadcasting camp.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to be a color commentator.
For sports, right?
Sports, yeah.
So White Cheddar, a producer, is in his hotel room watching TV, and he's got it on some minor league baseball game the other day.
Yeah.
I think it was, what, Tuesday or Monday? When was it, Sonny?
Yeah, it was the first. It was Monday.
It was on Monday. So he's watching TV, and it's a baseball game.
Wow, big baseball fan. Watching minor league.
Look at him.
Well, I'm just scrolling through the TV, and it looks like a real game. Like, it's legit all broadcast? HD. It looks like it's ESPN, but it's a local channel.
A bunch of camera shots. It's they have clips and all that good stuff, like a regular Major League Baseball game.
Yeah.
So listen to the announcers that are doing this game.
And they tie up the game.
Six-six. Oh, no. This morning, Jackson, I was thinking about going to extra innings, but I didn't think it was possible.
Same.
So now batting number 33.
Ricky or Pisa?
Ricky or Pisa.
Here's a pitch.
And
that is a high fly.
What?
Don't drop it.
And he makes the catch.
You're tuned into the Rockland Bowlers of New York. America's independent baseball team will be back.
Oh,
awesome.
And they had the whole game.
How pro are those kids?
I know.
They called the whole game?
Yeah. I watched it for another like 30 minutes.
I think I enjoy that more than like the adults.
That's so cool. That is so cool.
Wow, look how high they hit that ball.
Okay, but that wasn't someone we know. That wasn't the kid we sent to camp.
That was just some kids broadcasting a minor league baseball game from New York.
That is so cool.
Very cute.
Yep.
How cool is that? And another, we have a little bit of tidbit news for you here, too.
It's time for tidbit news.
So the other day, there was that attack in London where they had those guys with the knives on the London Bridge,
yeah,
remember?
Which one?
And we always wonder, what would I do if something like that went down? Would I be the person that stands up and charges towards them, or would I be the person that runs away? Well, this guy named Roy Larner, he decided to stand up to them. He told the Sun that he saw these long knives and that these guys started shouting Allah, and then it was Islam, Islam, Islam. So he says, like an idiot, I shouted back at them. I thought, I need to take the out of these blanks. I took a few steps towards them, and I said, blank you, I'm Millwall, which is his favorite soccer club. So they started attacking me, which allowed all the other people that were near him to run away and get to shelter. He said, I stood in front of them trying to fight them off. Everyone else ran to the back. I was on my own against all three of them. That's why I got hurt so much. And he's got cuts everywhere. He got stabbed and sliced eight times.
Oh,
got him in the head, chest, both hands. There was blood everywhere. And he said they kept screaming, Islam, Islam. And he kept saying, blank you, I'm Millwall.
But he was a distraction while everybody else could get away though, and get safe.
Yeah, and nobody helped him.
Everybody ran to safety. And he said, it was the worst thing that
I
could have done.
What would I do? I'd run.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I gonna...
He's not calling people names. He's saying it's natural for us to run away.
Yeah.
And he even said it was the worst thing I could have done as they carried on attacking me.
He could have been killed.
But he saved lives by taking on all the attention.
Why did they stop attacking him? What happened to end it? I'm sorry, it's tidbit.
It is tidbit news. I think they just finally got tired of hearing about Millwall.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
God bless him.
Yeah, props to him, right?
God bless him.
I don't know if
and
I can.
Millwall.
If there's three dudes with knives, I would like to think that I would try to fight them, but I'm going to go ahead and say
three.
One, but three, that's three too many. But congratulations to Roy Larner. Yeah. He's doing well. He's recovering in the hospital right now.
Like, you're going to be the guy. I want to be that guy.
I
know me that well, but hey, which one of you three guys wants to get your butt kicked first?
Yeah.
I can't see those words coming out of my mouth.
He said it happened in like 20 to 30 seconds. They were attacking him before they moved on.
Oh.
So, Roy, hero of the day right there out in London.
All right.
South Beach is trendy and quirky, and hey, watch out for that guy on roller skates. It might be part-time Justin. It's the Kid Nation Family Vacation from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel, courtesy of Visit Florida.
Man, we had a good time yesterday, huh, Big Al Mac?
It was awesome. It really was. It was awesome. I had a good time. Every time I go to a place like the Funky Buddha Brewery, say that five times fast.
Yeah, you want to open one.
I do.
I know.
Al's
I wanted to open
around taking pictures of all the decor, the signs. He was looking at it from a different set of eyes. We're just there to taste beer. You're like, how can I open one of these?
It was awesome. You know when you stopped taking pictures? When they started talking about how much the machines cost.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm going to put that away.
Yeah, put that away. Yeah.
$1 million for a, for just a used machine.
Yeah.
For a used machine. For bottling? It was great.
You had to have been in heaven yesterday, Al, between a beer brewery and then we went to the Miami Rum Club, the distillery.
Distillery.
The oldest distillery in Miami.
I was. I really was. I'm going to go ahead and say in the middle of this, this is the best trip I've ever. This best vacation.
Oh, family vacation.
Yeah. I think
why? Because of all the alcohol.
Yeah, right.
Alcohol, good
food
bacon
and booze.
It was like the Willy Wonka factory of beers. They had so many flavors.
Yeah, the Funky Buddha.
Funky
Brewery.
Buddha. Yeah,
all these beers, awesome flavors, and they actually tell you like it tastes like cinnamon French toast, whatever.
Maple.
It tastes like
maple bacon
coffee something.
Yeah. My favorite was the blueberry. Was
the blueberry cobbler. You would sip it, and you're like, "Is there whipped cream too?"
It was so good.
My wife tried a beer for the first time
ever. The blueberry
ever,
was her favorite,
and actually
too.
Drank it all. She drank it all. Yeah, she had the blueberry one.
It was great.
And then the Miami Rum Club, we went over there. Small little distillery. It's tiny. Yeah. I mean, you drive by it, you miss it.
The oldest one, they said, right?
And like a little storage room. I mean, it's very, very small, very, very modest. But this guy's got it going on.
Cool story of a guy who was a businessman and just got out of it because he married a lady who...
Whose family
owned it. And then he bought it outright from them.
Yeah, they didn't want to do it anymore. He's like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So he studied. He learned how to do it because the grandfather had passed away, so he didn't even have the recipe on how to make the rum. And he started making this rum, and he put it all on the line.
Yeah,
he could have flopped on his face if this didn't go well, but he's...
They literally hand bottle
everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. It's really crazy. And we all got a bottle to take home that he signed for us.
Yeah. And he's the same person that bottles
Pitbull's vodka.
Yeah.
Which is cool too.
He calls him Armando. Because that's Pitbull.
Armando
called me and I was like, Pitbull? Yeah, Pitbull called me. And he does the rum with William Levy, the telenovela guy. Did you see
that poster, this handsome man staring at me. My rum, my city. My city, my rum. Whatever.
Yeah, if your mom or grandma watches telenovelas, your mom's going to want to buy this rum because it's William
his
Levy.
Rum.
And then he gave us that 7-year-old aged.
What was that?
It was 120%.
It was strong.
190 something. It was strong.
When they sniffed it and got drunk.
Yeah.
They said the bottle alone would be over $1,000 when he finally gets it ready to sell.
For the one we tried?
The one you tried. What? You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that was $1,200.
And the barrel was 120,000.
Yeah. How many bottles he could get out of it?
Yeah, man.
That's a house.
And they have music playing at all times in that place. So he says that the music, the vibrations cause something in the wood that it changes the flavor. And he said they did country once. And it was gross.
It was awful. Country was the worst for it.
That's what Al's going to open up. He's going to do country.
So they play upbeat music and it changes the flavor.
Country music would probably do very well on beer.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe if they put Florida Georgia Line music, it'd be a little more up.
don't stretch it, JC.
I also learned about a little bit more about Corona. They say the bottles, when they're darker bottles, it saves the beer because the light can damage it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Corona is glass beer, a glass bottle.
Right.
Clear bottle.
So it's sun-damaged beer.
Sun-damaged beer. And they squeeze a lime in it, the citrus, and it hides the bad taste of it.
To get away from the skunky.
I
heard about the Corona. I didn't want to bring it up because he knows more than I do. But that they use the lime to get rid of the toxins on the bottle because they reuse bottles. They recycle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In Mexico, they did.
Yeah. And then we went over to Azucar, and we had some great ice cream, hung out in the Cuban neighborhood, Little Havana. We did a little dancing. And then today...
You're going to smoke your Cuban cigars today, right?
Today we're smoking our cigars.
Today? Okay.
Our cigars, I mean.
Good, I need to get one.
I'm doing a workout with Kinsey and Justin, if Jenna feels good enough. I don't know if she's
feeling
well enough.
No, and I was really, of course, looking forward to this workout here at the gym. And I'm so sick.
Core fusion class at Exhale is what we're doing today.
I believe this is like a cardio bar class.
Yeah, you want to join Kelly? Or
no.
No, you good?
Oh, it was so funny. Kinsey was trying to get Kelly to work out on the beach. And she's like, I didn't bring any shoes. And then Kinsey's like, you can borrow mine. And then she's like, I don't have a workout top. Kinsey, you can borrow mine. Kelly goes... To be honest, I really don't want to work out. I'm just not going to work
it down.
Out.
Yeah. So let's just squash this right here.
I have done the core fusion class before. I have done it.
They're hard.
Once.
It's going to be tough. Big Al and Jen are going to be getting their massages at Exhale.
All right.
Yeah, you guys are getting a fusion massage. Then we're going to, at sunset, we're going to head down to the marina and hop on the Caribbean Spirit catamaran for tropical sailing, you guys.
Yeah. All right.
Then we're going to have dinner and drinks.
On the boat.
Thanks to Bill Hanson Catering.
Thanks, Bill Hanson Catering.
On the boat. I need Dramamine, please.
I'm going to go get one of those bands Dramamine. That Robert Dramamine. Was telling me about that's supposed to keep you from getting seasick that you put on your wrist.
The wrist thing? Yeah. I need some.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. And thank you to Kirsten and Bianca and Barbara at 360 Destination Group. They provided the transportation for us yesterday. We went to Fort Lauderdale. We came back to Miami. Yep. We went to Little Havana. We were everywhere. So, and they got us there safely, even though I almost got a migraine. Oh. Kinsey put on some perfume at the store before we left. And it was like that stinky perfume, that super strong.
The stinky perfume.
Is and that what triggered something?
It triggered my...
You just got a sensitive nose, JC. Yeah. You need to get that. I guess it's good for you, but any little smell can ruin your whole day now.
Yeah.
You could switch noses with me right now.
We're live from the Sunshine State all week. Visit Florida. It's the Kid Nation Family Vacation. Live from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.